MRMS rotation tracks are not able to identify cyclic mesocyclones in every situation. It can be difficult to view cycles when training mesocyclones cause overlapping rotation tracks, and when MRMS azimuthal shear kernel size obscures small vortices. This is the same supercell we examined on the previous slide, but at this point in time it cycles through two tornadoes without any obvious signatures. A brief tornado was reported at the time, but the velocity couplet is being partially obscured by beam blockage, and MRMS rotation tracks don't show strong azimuthal shear. 5 minutes later, the couplet is still obscured, and the rotation tracks have been belatedly noting some strong rotation. This delay could have been due to relatively fast speed of the storm. 5 minutes after that, another brief tornado was reported. Again, the vortex is so small that the azimuthal shear kernel size doesn't allow the vortex to show up. The velocity couplet is visible but still partially obscured, and another possible mesocyclone appears to its west. By our last time step, the original couplet still isn't sampled well, and there still appears to be another one to the west. Also note that there's been some uncertainty of the northern edge of this storm's rotation track because of its close proximity to the previous one.